2022 statewide gubernatorial general election as the state officially welcomes the fourth political party in the state after Republicans and Democrats and the Libertarian Party that was recognized back in 1992 as a minor political party. The last time any political party was achieved recognition in the state was the Americans Elect a Party back in 2012, but lost their recognition in 2013 when they failed to nominate any candidates in the race. With the official recognition, those looking to register for elections in 2024 are eligible to register as a No Labels Kansas member. If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Different communities around the state are reporting their latest numbers for end-of-the-year reports when it comes to law enforcement, the number of calls, and the number of crimes that they've seen. As overall crime was on the increase, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol and the law enforcement agencies around the state for the year of 2023, with the biggest coming from the city of Topeka, as Topeka Police Department did respond to more than 88,000 calls for service in the year. They say out of that 88,000, more than 35 of those calls resulted in homicide investigations involving 36 different victims in total. They say there is some good news, however, is out of the 35 homicide cases, 30 of them have been solved. Overall, however, officers in the Topeka area did respond to 84 different shooting incidents involving 93 different victims. Law enforcement in Topeka, here in Sedgwick County, and other places around the state of Kansas said that they are looking forward to 2024, where they're hoping that they can reduce crime and have better involvement within their communities. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With legislative session of 2024 upon us here in the state of Nebraska, many legislators said that they are working on rule changes in the state to try to avoid some of the anarchy that they had seen in the session last year. As KGWN in Scotts Bluff reports, and according to the debate that they've had so far that lasted nearly 6 hours in a single day, they talked about ways to lower the controversial changes and adopt new rules and restricting tactics that many senators have used at what some call as stifling debate. According to the Rules Committee, they have advanced 17 new proposed rule changes for debate in the full legislature, saying that the changes include things like ending the secret balloting for committee leadership and reducing the number of votes needed to cut off debates via cloture. They say if all the proposed rule changes were to be in place, it would preserve the majority while protecting the minority and avoid repeats of what they had seen last session. Other legislators say that the bill is retaliatory on how the conversations went from last year.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As the Kansas legislature reconvenes, the State Library of Kansas reminds residents of the Legislative Hotline, a resource for residents seeking information about state legislation or legislative matters. The hotline serves as a point of contact and can help residents identify legislators, access contact information, check status of specific bills, understand the legislative process, locate historical information, and answer other inquiries related to Kansas government. Kansans can connect with the legislative hotline, toll free at 1-800-432-3924 or email infodesk@ks.gov. The American Legion Boys State of Kansas is accepting applications for its 2024 session to be held June 2nd through the 8th in Manhattan at Kansas State University. Kansas Boys State is for those who have completed their junior year of high school in the spring prior to the session. They will expand the pool this year to include those who will complete their sophomore year of high school this spring. Those interested should go online to ksbstate.org to apply. Application deadline is April 30th. American Legion Auxiliary Sunflower Girls State will be June 2nd through the 8th in Lawrence, the University of Kansas. Additional information available at ksgirlsstate.org. Beatrice Police advising recent vehicle break-in and thefts throughout the region and are prompting reminders to lock cars, especially when warming up during cool weather, and removing valuables or keeping those out of sight. If possible, park vehicles inside. Hella F. Holdrich, age 66, of Barnes, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Fancy Creek Zion Church, south of Barnes. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery, west of Barnes. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Hella Holdrich. Shirley L. Jensen, age 89, of Waterville, passed away January 11th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Jensen. Gloria G. Hiltgen, age 94, of Greenleaf, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with a ward funeral home in charge for Gloria Hiltgen. Frances Sweeney McGinnity, age 93, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders funeral home in Waterville in charge for Sweeney McGinnity. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pulled pork sandwich, tater tots, cucumber salad, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs with noodles, green beans, and diced peaches. KNDY News Time is 7:12.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory will be in effect from late this evening until early Friday afternoon. Then a wind chill watch will be in effect from early Friday evening until early Saturday afternoon. Partly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some snow showers with our highs in the upper teens and mid-20s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30, with wind chill values as low as 0. A chance for some snow early tonight, then mostly cloudy with our lows just above and below 0. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35 with wind chills around 20 below. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the lower teens. Northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25 with wind chills around 19 below. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows just below 0 and in the negative teens. Sunshine into Saturday with our highs just above 0 and in the mid-teens. And mostly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows just above 0. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January, 39. Record high on this date, 70. The average low, 18. And the record low, 16, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:44. Sunset this evening at 5:31. It's 9 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 18th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Experience a performance where breaking a sweat is a celebration. Join the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and get your body moving at Let's Get Physical at the Replay Lounge Friday and Saturday, January 19th and 20th at Venue 36 in Marysville. Reserve seating and general admission tickets can be purchased online at MarshallCountyArts.org and at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office. Enjoy an incredible performance, support local artists, and ensure a future for creativity in our community. The Replay Lounge, January 19th and 20th.
Leo's Jewelry sends a special message of gratitude to their valued customers and expresses appreciation for the loyalty, friendship, and business through the years, and is honored that of all the choices available, they choose Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953. Family Fair wants all our friends in the Beatrice area to know we appreciate your business. The loyalty of our customers is the key to our success, and we take pride in offering you the freshest bakery, deli, produce, meat, and seafood selections every day. Family Fair in Beatrice. Shop familyfair.com for special savings.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. What's better than a triple-double? How about two almost triple-doubles? The Mavericks' Luka Doncic logged another against the Lakers in Los Angeles, but LeBron James and Anthony Davis nearly recorded one each, and that was enough to trump Dallas.
LeBron's got it. Step back over Kleba. Good.
710 ESPN LA with the call. LeBron James had 25 points, 8 boards, and 8 assists. Anthony Davis had 29 with 12 rebounds and 9 assists. Lakers dispatched the Mavericks 127-110. Giannis was a late scratch for the Bucks at Cleveland. Even if he'd been in the lineup, it would have been tough. The Cavaliers salting this one away early.
Ball grabbed by Niang ahead to Mitchell. Pow! With two hands!
The call on WTAM. 31 points for Donovan Mitchell. George Niang was lights out off the bench, adding a career-high 33 points on 13 of 14 shooting. 135-95 Cavs the final. Tied at 104 in the final 10 seconds, hosting the Magic, the Hawks needed a hero. DeJounte Murray put his cape on right at the buzzer.
DeJounte drives, trying to catch the Magic off guard. Pulls up for a two-pointer and makes it right at the buzzer, and the Hawks win.
The call on 92.9 the game. Murray called game, and the Hawks fly off with the 106-104 win. Elsewhere, the Pelicans over the Hornets, the Celtics topped the Spurs, and the Knicks beat the Rockets. Top 25 college men's action. LSU pulled the upset against 22nd-ranked Ole Miss.
Jordan Wright spinning in the lane, got the shot over Cisse's fingertips, knocks it down.
As heard on LSU Sports Radio, Jordan Wright led all scorers with 27 points, 89-80 Fighting Tigers the final. Top-ranked UConn down number 18 Creighton, 12th-ranked Arizona over USC, number 5 Houston over number 25 Texas Tech, and 4th-ranked North Carolina down Louisville. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Marysville boys win versus Jackson Heights, tipping off the Thunder Classic in Seneca Wednesday. Bulldogs advance 48-36 and will take on host Nemaha Central Thursday evening in the late game at 7:30. Live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Nemaha Central Thunder topped Hiawatha in first-round play Wednesday 49-45. Earlier in the day, top seed St. Mary's took Holton 69-53. Play continued Wednesday in the Twin Valley League Tournament at Onega. Back in the bracket in girls action, D. West took Blue Valley 60-37. Washington County stopped Troy 44-41. Back in the bracket, boys saw D. West beating Washington County 46-33, and Lynn tripped Blue Valley 52-48. Winners bracket quarterfinals, top seed Clifton Clyde girls topped Axtell 49-19. 5-seed Hanover beat 4-seed Frankfort 46-39. In the boys' division, top seed Clifton Clyde just does edge number 9-seed Frankfort 52-51. And then 4th-seed Axtell came back to top 5-seed Troy 60-51. Play continues Thursday, back of the bracket. In girls' play at 4, Onega girls host Troy. Boys' action at 4, Onega will host Lynn. In the quarterfinals at 5:30, girls, Valley Heights, the number 2 seed, will face 10th-seed Lynn, live on FM, 98.5, while 3rd-seed Centralia meets number 6-seed Donovan West. And in the late game, boys' action, 2nd-seed Hanover meets 10th-seed Valley Heights, live on FM, 98.5, while 3rd-seed Centralia faces 11th-seed Donovan West. Bracket updates on our website, kndyradio.com.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. American shoppers were out in force in December. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped by a better-than-expected 0.6% compared to November. All told, holiday sales in November and December topped $964 billion. That's a new record. Investors, though, worry that robust consumer spending could mean delayed interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve. They pushed the Dow Jones down 94 points to 37,266 yesterday. The NASDAQ and S&P each lost about 0.6%. The rate hikes of 2023 put a major dent in the balance sheet of Charles Schwab. The investment firm reported declines in profit, new assets, and deposits for the fourth quarter. Shares fell by 7% in morning trade yesterday. Losses moderated by the close. The bitter cold that's gripped the country for days has left some electric car owners feeling bitter about their purchases. EV batteries aren't as efficient in cold weather. Some drivers have found themselves stranded. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 3500 HD. It's an LTZ package with a 6.6 Duramax. They have a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country Edition, $6,000 under list price. And a 2024 Silverado 1500 model work truck at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's get you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was lower in the grains and mixed to mostly higher in the livestock. February live cattle did finish down 2 cents, trading at 173.10. April was up 45 at 175.62. Nothing but green for the feeders. January feeder cattle up 87 at 228.42. The March contract was up 95 cents at 229.77. And higher in the hogs as well. February lean hogs up to 71.45. That was a gain of 67 cents on the day. April finishing up 40 at 77.97. As mentioned, mostly lower in the grains yesterday. Corn starting to regain some of those losses here this morning through the overnight session. March corn is up 1 3/4, trading at 4.44. May up to 4.55 and a quarter. That's up 1.5 cents. It was lower in the wheat markets all across the board and mixed to slightly lower here this morning through the overnight session as well. March Kansas City wheat currently unchanged at 5.94. May also unchanged at 5.98 3/4. Looking into the oats markets, March currently up 3 3/4 at 3.57 and a quarter. May up 12.5 to 3.67 after a higher finish yesterday. It was an abysmal day for soybeans, a 20-cent loss yesterday through the overnight session, making up for some of their losses. March soybeans up 6 3/4 at 12.12 and a half a cent. May trading at 12.24 and a quarter. That's up 6 cents. March soybean meal dropped significantly yesterday as well. Currently up 150 through the overnights at 3.60.20. May up 150 as well at 3.57.60. Soybean oil going on a consecutive run. March soybean oil back up 25 points at 47.95. And
the cotton complex also a consecutive day higher. March cotton starting up 58 points at 82.29. May up 56 at 83.25. In the energy markets, we see February crude oil currently trading down a nickel at 72.51. February unleaded gas is down a penny, trading at 2.12 a gallon. February heating oil is down one as well at 2.64. And February natural gas going along with the theme down a penny at 2.85. And briefly here, the dollar index after a couple of days of higher figures, March down 12 at 103.08.
There will be a land auction, two tracts selling in Marshall and Nemahal counties for the Dolores Harries Trust Friday, January 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. Tract 1 is 79 acres more or less in Home Township, located 4 miles southwest of Centralia. 98% cropland production. It's been in a soybean and corn crop rotation. Rural Water District Pump House on the southwest corner, and the farm's 2.5 miles away from Blacktop Road. Tract 2 is 160 acres, more or less, 4 miles southeast of Vermilion. 98% cropland production. It's been in a corn and bean rotation, located on the Marshall-Nemahal County line, accessed by a good rock road. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate, Tom Olmsted or Rob Olmsted. This land auction Friday, January 19th, 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. Broker and auctioneer, Olmsted Real Estate. More details online at olmstedrealestate.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Raccoons can cause issues for people in rural and urban settings. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses characteristics of the species and a few ways that they can be controlled. He says why people are likely to have a problem with raccoons.
Raccoons are kind of an interesting species. They're really strong. They're really smart. And they like a lot of resources that we have that we don't want them to damage. And so there's a lot of people that can have problems with raccoons.
Ricketts explains the trapping option and what can be used to hopefully make it successful.
Raccoons are a very easy species to trap, and we can trap them with cage traps, which are really the most appropriate way to trap them in town. If we're not in town, then my favorite way to catch them is with what's called a dog-proof raccoon trap, which is basically a pipe that encloses the bait, and they reach down into the pipe for the bait, and they get captured. And that type of trap is safe if we're thinking about, you know, not catching other kinds of critters. We can put a type of bait that would be cereal with marshmallows in it, like maybe the generic Lucky Charms type cereal, down in those. And then that's going to avoid any cats or anything like that getting in the trap too. And so they're quite easy to catch, and pretty much anywhere throughout the state, there's probably a youngster who would really like the opportunity to try and trap raccoons. So if folks are having problems, this is a really good time to find somebody who might be willing to help you with that.
He reminds people that off-label use of a pesticide is illegal and can cause fatalities to more species than the intended.
One of the things that I hear folks talk about a lot is poisoning raccoons with fly bait. And specifically, the product that most folks are talking about when they talk about that is a product that's the active ingredient is methomyl. It's called Golden Malrin. And some people recommend mixing it with pop and then putting it out in a pan for the raccoons. And I really want to reinforce that that's an illegal use of a registered pesticide product. People do get prosecuted for that after pets get poisoned. It's a very indiscriminate way to put out a pesticide. And we don't have any registered products in Kansas that a person could legally use for coyotes or raccoons or those sorts of species that might be causing damage. And with how easy raccoons are to trap, there's really no excuse for doing something illegal like that.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with what can and cannot be done when it comes to trying to control raccoons. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They have well over 500 head of early consignments for the cattle sale today, including 16 bred black running age cows bred back February 1st, 14 mixed steers and heifers weighing 400 to 700 pounds, 8 black steers neifers at 5 to 6, 25 weighing in at 5 to 6, and 50 black steers neifers 5 to 6.75. 40 mostly black steers neifers weigh 5 to 7, 45 black and white phase steers neifers 5 to 7.50, 30 black steers neifers at 6 to 7, 12 black steers weighing 6 to 7, 35 black heifers 6 to 7, 31 black steers neifers weigh 600 to 750 pounds. 50 black Charolais steers and heifers, Purina Plus, 6 to 800 pounds. 35 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8. 30 black and red heifers, 7 to 750. And 100 red Angus steers weigh 775 to 9 and a quarter. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock, Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY. 9 degrees in Marysville this morning. And middle 20s on our high side today, ahead of another cold front moving in, heading into the weekend. Coming out, looks like some better temperatures in a more seasonal range into next week.
What's one of the most overlooked health risks of the winter season? The answer is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 18th, the 18th day of the year. Actor Cary Grant was born on this day, and Captain James Cook discovered the Hawaiian Islands today in 1778. Would you be surprised that winter holds more risks to your eye health than any other season? The sun's low angle and glare from snow and ice mean extra risk of UV ray exposure. Sunglasses are especially important during outdoor activities to avoid photokeratitis, a sort of sunburn of the eye tissues. And be sure to keep eye drops handy if cold winds and indoor heat leave your eyes dry and irritated. Rubbing your eyes is one of the most common ways to catch a cold. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find your local forecast and more weather predictions online at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. After KU's win over Oklahoma State in Stillwater, they will be headed to Morgantown this weekend to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. And K-State will be welcoming in those Cowboys from Stillwater as Oklahoma State will travel to Bramlage. K-State is coming off an overtime victory over the number 9 ranked Baylor Bears, 68-64. Currently in the Big 12, Texas Tech leads the conference as they are undefeated in three games. KU is 3-1 along with Baylor and their in-state rival K-State. Four teams in the conference are 500 with BYU, TCU, Cincinnati, and Iowa State. There is a five-way tie with five teams at 1-2, Houston, Oklahoma, Texas, UCF, and West Virginia. And the only team without a conference win yet is Oklahoma State at 0-4. Their overall record is 8-9. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, the Sunflower Showdown is almost here. Your nationally ranked Wildcat women's basketball team hosts in-state rival KU at 1 p.m. this Saturday in Bramlage. Tickets to this weekend's game start at only $10 when you order in advance. Wear purple in Bramlage this Saturday and order your $10 tickets now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Marysville Bulldogs tip off the Thunder Classic at Seneca Wednesday, defeating Jackson Heights 48-36. Strong start for Marysville, jumping to a 22-9 first quarter lead, held a 20-point halftime advantage, but Jackson Heights came out strong in the second half and took that third quarter 14-6. Both teams struggled offensively down the stretch, the final 48-36, as Marysville improves to 6-3. Jackson Heights falls to 5-4. Top scorer for Marysville, Willow Tott with 20, 16 of those in the first half. Blake Spicer in double figures with 12, 11 of those in the first half. Jackson Heights led by junior Jaden Goy with 10 points, along with Drake Melius with 10. Marysville, 48, Jackson Heights, 36. Second round in pool play. Marysville tips off at 7:30 from Nemo Hall Central Thursday evening. We'll have it live on TNDY.
Marysville boys win versus Jackson Heights, tipping off the Thunder Classic in Seneca Wednesday. Bulldogs advance 48-36 and will take on host Nemo Hall Central Thursday evening in the late game at 7:30. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Nemo Hall Central Thunder topped Hiawatha in first-round play Wednesday 49-45. Earlier in the day, top seed St. Mary's took Holton 69-53. Play continued Wednesday in the Twin Valley League Tournament at Onega. Back of the bracket in girls' action, D-West took Blue Valley 60-37. Washington County stopped Troy 44-41. Back of the bracket boys saw D-West beating Washington County 46-33, and Lynn tripped Blue Valley 52-48. Winners bracket quarterfinals, top seed Clifton Clyde girls topped Axtell 49-19. 5-seed Hanover beat 4-seed Frankfort 46-39. In the boys' division, top seed Clifton Clyde just does edge number 9-seed Frankfort 52-51. And then 4th-seed Axtell came back to top 5-seed Troy 60-51. Play continues Thursday, back of the bracket. In girls' play at 4, Onega girls host Troy. Boys' action at 4, Onega will host Lynn. In the quarterfinals at 5:30, girls, Valley Heights, the number 2 seed, will face 10 seed Lynn live on FM 95.5, while 3rd seed Centralia meets number 6 seed Donovan West. And in the late game, boys action, 2nd seed Hanover meets 10th seed Valley Heights live on FM 95.5, while 3rd seed Centralia faces 11th seed Donovan West. Bracket updates on our website,